Update, May 6. The District of Squamish announced yesterday that its staff have hired contractor to complete the work required to reopen the steam room at Brennan Park Recreation Center. This work includes removing and replacing the existing steam room bench tiles. Reads a district post to its social media. A construction permit application is underway and subject to Vancouver Coastal Health approval. The Muni says the work is expected to be completed by the end of June. Thank you for your continued patience as we work through this process, concludes the district post. The district announced it had closed the steam room on January 17, saying it was doing so after a report from a person who had slipped in the steam room. A follow-up inspections by Vancouver Coastal Health confirmed work needed to be done. Since then, the steam room has remained closed. Update, April 2. The Squamish pool has reopened to the public as of today, April 2. Swimming lessons will resume May 5, with lesson schedules available on the district's website on April 8, and registration opening on April 15. The District of Squamish says that an independent engineer's report and a different method of testing led to the reopening of the pool, without the municipality having to change the tiles. The pool has been shuttered since February 12, after a closure order from Vancouver Coastal Health, VCH, due to a concern over potential slipping on the pool deck. This came after a report of a patron slipping in the steam room was investigated by the health authority, who then inspected and subsequently shuttered the facility. The engineer, hired by the district, worked with staff to seek proposals, investigate and test various possible solutions, including chemical etching, tile coating and epoxy retrofit. The professional also recommended that additional comprehensive testing be undertaken to reassess the tiles, a district news release states. The new test was done on February 28. The results of this test, as supported by the engineering report, showed that the pool area floor tiles met slip resistance standards. The engineer's report outlining the findings was submitted to VCH on March 12 for reconsideration of the closure. The report, as well as an on-site inspection by VCH on March 24, is what led to the pool's reopening today. As a precaution, the district has added new signage in high-visibility areas indicating that the pool deck and walkways may be slippery. It will also be submitting monthly safety reports to VCH. An update of the municipality's pool safety plan has been conducted to incorporate more detailed descriptions of safety protocols. An additional deep cleaning of the pool deck, including degreaser application, heavy-duty scrubbing and pressure washing, has been completed. The steam room remains closed at this time, as its tile flooring was not up to the standard required. Work on this is ongoing, the district said. District staff will monitor how the pool tiles are holding up and bring forward any future work before the council for consideration in the annual budget process. It is clear how far-reaching the impacts of the pool closure have been on our community. And we are grateful for everyone's patience, said Mayor Armand Herford, in a news release. This much-loved asset is an aging facility, and this situation has brought to light the floor's performance as an additional factor to be incorporated into our ongoing asset management. The careful work of staff to reopen safely while looking to the future is appreciated by Council. I'm looking forward to further conversations during future budget processes where asset management, including the pool, will continue to be a key consideration. The pool is open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday to Friday and 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Update, March 26. The wait is almost over. The district announced on Tuesday that the Brennan Park Aquatic Center will reopen on Wednesday, April 2. The March 24 Vancouver Coastal Health inspection was successful, according to a post by the municipality. The closure order has been lifted and preparations for reopening are well underway. In the meantime, staff who were laid off during the closure, which began February 12, are being brought back. The facility is being readied for reopening and planning for a gradual reintroduction of pool programming is underway, the district says. Core services will resume first, with swim lessons following later this spring. More details about the return of aquatic programs will be available on Thursday, March 27. The steam room, which closed on January 17, remains unavailable. The steam room closure came after a report from a patron who slipped. After the report, the district did an assessment of the slip resistance of the tiled surfaces within the steam room and pool area. This led to the ultimate facility closure order by VCH. For more information, go to squamish.ca/rec/pool. Update, March 13. If you are one of the many who have been missing out on the Squamish pool while it has been closed, the wait may soon be over. The District of Squamish announced on March 13 that a reopening plan will be made public in the near future. The district has been working with the Regional Health Authority, Vancouver Coastal Health, VCH, to find an approved way to fix the issue with the flooring that closed the facility after a VCH inspection in mid-February. At the time, the municipality said that VCH had shuttered Brennan Park Pool because the pool deck did not meet anti-slip standards for wet surfaces. In its release on Thursday, the district said regulatory approval for any plan put forward by the district required a signed and sealed professional engineer's report. Therefore, the district hired a professional engineer to look into the matter in late February. Testing was completed in accordance with standards set by the Terrazzo, Tile and Marble Association of Canada and the American National Standards Institute, the district said in the release. The district received that engineering report on March 10. It confirmed that acceptable slip resistance measurements were achieved on the floor tiles, meeting both relevant Canadian and American specifications. These measurements and the supporting documentation form the basis of the district's request for reopening the pool. These results have been submitted to VCH, the district said. Thus, a reopening plan will be known sooner rather than later. I'm happy that our team has found a way through what has been an extremely challenging Vancouver Coastal Health regulatory process, said Mayor Armand Herford in the release. We understand the impacts the closure has had on staff, pool user groups and the broader community and look forward to welcoming everyone back to the pool as soon as possible. The steam room, however, does not meet anti-slip levels and will remain closed. On January 17, the municipality announced that the steam room at the pool was closed following a report that a patron had slipped and fallen. It has remained closed since. The reopening of the pool is a primary focus, and we will continue to work on developing remediation plans for the steam room as a secondary priority, the district release states. In addition to continuing to work with VCH, the pool will have to be refilled with water, and staff who were laid off during the closure will need to be brought back before locals can splash back into the pool. Another update will be released on Monday, March 17, the district said. We sincerely thank the community for your ongoing patience throughout the closure. We understand impacts of the closure on our staff, user groups and community, and we continue to work diligently to reopen the pool as quickly and safely as possible to get back to serving the community with this important and well-loved recreational asset, the release states. Please note, after this story was posted, the district said rather than the reopening plan being available by the end of this week, it would be released in the near future. Thus, we updated our story. Original story from February 28. Not having access to the Brennan Park Aquatic Center is having a big impact on lots of folks in town. On February 12, the District of Squamish announced that a safety inspection by Vancouver Coastal Health, VCH, determined that the pool deck did not meet the required anti-slip standards for wet surfaces. The health authority therefore ordered an immediate pool closure until further notice, as a health and safety precaution. Before that, on January 17, the municipality announced that the steam room at the pool was closed following a report that a patron had slipped. At the time, the district said it was conducting an assessment of the slip resistance of the tiled surfaces within the steam room and pool area. Vancouver Coastal Health was said to be advising staff through this process. The tiled surfaces are original from 1992. The Muni has said the closure will last at least a month. There are a number of factors that will determine the timeline for reopening. Staff continue to work through corrective options and will have a better understanding of the reopening timeline as we near final approval by Vancouver Coastal Health, said district spokesperson Rachel Boguski, in an email to the Squamish chief on February 28. This is our top priority and we are working closely with Vancouver Coastal Health, consultants, and contractors to plan, identify and implement the optimal solution that will give us the best chance to reopen the pool as quickly and safely as possible, she added. Out of the pool, the district says approximately 582 people were impacted by swimming lesson cancellations as a result of the closure. And the closure has already had an outsized impact on local swim teams. For the Squamish Titans Athletic Club, it means about 100 members sidelined, said President Rod Castellanos. Some of them are quite competitive, and as they're getting ready for a race season that's coming up, they're looking for alternatives, he said, adding that he also has two kids who are members of the Squamish Pirates Swim Club. So, we're doing double duty in trying to find pools, he said. Titans are coordinating carpooling to Whistler or West Vancouver for pool time. Castellanos has also been to the Vancouver Aquatic Center. He said it is a lot of driving and inconvenience for many, noting this closure is on top of the month the pool is closed each fall for maintenance. Not all families can invest the time and money to drive hours to swim, he said. Therefore, some folks are just not swimming. Pool time is a hot commodity at the best of times. The Titans have 40 swimmers on a waitlist to be members, but there just isn't the capacity with the pool to add more members, according to Castellanos. A competitive swimmer since he was 8 years old, he also does not think Squamish had a particularly slippery deck. I'm going to assume, though, that people fall all the time on a pool deck. I've seen people fall, whether it's that they don't have the strength in their legs or back footing, or they're rushing or whatever it is, and that's fair enough, but I've never heard of a facility being closed down after, and all I'm being told is that a single individual had complained about falling. So I'm still a little confused about how this all happened. He's also frustrated by what he says is a lack of concrete information. It's pretty frustrating all around, especially since we don't have any information about what's coming next, he said. Pirates Shannon Clegg, Squamish Pirates president, said that the closure of Brennan Park Pool could potentially have a large impact on the club. She noted it is a non-profit organization with 145 registered swimmers annually. Swimmers aged 4 to 17 participate in BC Summer Swimming Association, BCSSA, and SwimBC programming. We have preschoolers all the way up to senior provincial athletes, she said, in an email to the Squamish chief. Presently, the club needs to support the SwimBC side of the Pirates program. They have 12 swimmers heading to BC Swim Provincials next week who need to be training to compete with the province's best swimmers. Surrounding clubs like Whistler Seawolves and Hollyburn Country Club have been hosting us, but our numbers impact their lane times as well, she said. We are grateful for our swim community's support to get us through this challenge. Clegg said that the greatest threat to the Pirates program is coach retention. The club employs between 8 and 15 swim coaches throughout the year. There are not too many swim coaches hanging around Squamish. Without coaches, we have no swim club, she said. The longer this closure goes, the greater the impact on the club financially and structurally. We have high school students pursuing scholarships, coaches who have to make a living and volunteers who are working tirelessly to support this community. She added that Squamish Pirates are set to host its annual swim meet and Vancouver District Regional Championships this spring and summer. We urge our local government, Vancouver Coastal Health and Brennan Park to please work together quickly to find a short-term solution. Pirates head coach Kelly Kay says she aims to stay positive with her swimmers when faced with adversity like the closure. The Pirates have 12 swimmers who are heading to provincials in a week. I haven't really been sending a message that this is challenging. I've been sending a message to my swimmers that this is something to embrace, and we get to learn about ourselves and learn how to be flexible, mentally flexible, emotionally flexible. Through that, we get to foster more friendships with our competitors. So that's what we're focusing on, Kay said. The reality is, though, that swimmers and coaches are on the road to find pool time in neighboring communities multiple times per week. It's a good thing that my problem is that I have to find them somewhere to swim. I don't have to convince them to come swim. They're so keen and so committed and dedicated, she said. Kay's bigger worry is what happens next. I'm very concerned that we could lose our summer part of our programming if this isn't solved soon, she said. The summer program begins in May, which means hiring of coaches and registrations need to start in March. Like others spoken to for this story, Kay says having more information about what is happening is needed. Just a little bit more clarity of where they're at, she said. Fingers crossed. Jen Brown, communications spokesperson and adaptive sports coach with the Whistler Adaptive Sports Program Society, echoed others' statements. Thanks to our long-running partnership with Brennan Park Recreation Center, Whistler Adaptive Sports Program offers adaptive swimming lessons held during public swim times throughout the year, she said. Our current 12-week winter program that delivers 5 kids lessons per week has been impacted by the pool's closure, and we are in the process of liaising with our partners at Meadow Park in Whistler to extend lessons, she added. However, we are aware that travel times to Whistler may be prohibitive for our families, particularly given the shorter duration of swim lessons, so we are considering outreach to private facilities as we await further details from Brennan Park about reopening. She said the program will seek to extend its winter program into April to make up for the missed sessions, coaching schedules permitting, once the facility is back in use. Fingers crossed this all gets resolved soon, she said. Health and well-being. Louisa Jardine Oram uses the pool often, about 4 times per week. I have done AquaFit. I have done hydrotherapy, she said. I am one of the semi-injured people who have been, unfortunately, for a long time. She calls the pool her go-to. She showed up along with some other folks at the February 19th mayor's drop-in to discuss the pool closure. According to the district, approximately 25 residents attended that event. The pool closure was discussed at length, although there were additional topics of conversation brought forward by those who attended, said Boguski. Jardine Oram said because she is retired, she can go to other pools in neighboring communities, but she worries about those who can't travel. There are people who go to the hydrotherapy who do not have cars. They are physically challenged, she said. She added that the closure reminds her of during COVID-19 restrictions when people were kept from the things that keep them healthy, mentally and physically. Her suggestion for the municipality is that they hire a driver and use the bus out of the 55 activity center to drive people to neighboring pools. It shouldn't be up to us to have to organize this, she said. Regarding this idea, Boguski told the Squamish chief that Muni staff are exploring if there are potential practical options to support the community during the pool closure. Heather Lee Donaldson told the Squamish chief she has used the pool facility for 25 years. Keeping people safe means considering all aspects of health. For many, the Brennan Park pool is essential for socialization, relaxation, and therapeutic exercise, especially those with physical, mental, or social challenges, she said. If patrons can safely navigate icy streets to get there, and would undoubtedly be wearing non-slip footwear for the outside conditions, the risk of slipping inside is minimal. I'm 65, use the facility several times a week and have never slipped and fallen, nor have I seen anyone slip and fall anywhere in the facility. On top of the month-long closure in the fall, this closure is especially hard, she added. Shutting down for a second month or more over the 6 months of inclement weather is more than a minor inconvenience. It does more harm than good, depriving the community of an important resource when it's needed most, and the staff who are laid off are no doubt being deprived of their income. The district says that regular shutdown tasks are currently underway, according to the municipality, and this may help reduce the time the pool is down in September. The district confirmed that 18 employees have been laid off as a result of the pool closure. The Squamish chief received other messages from folks, particularly seniors, about the pool users' health and well-being impacted by the closure. For example, we heard from folks for whom Aquafit at the pool was their prescribed treatment. Without the facility, they are left to travel or find alternative recovery methods that weren't prescribed. The district's Bogusky said the municipality understands the impact this closure is having. We thank the community for their ongoing patience while we work to resolve these issues. We have heard feedback and concerns from our patrons and user groups regarding the impacts of the closure, and we are doing our best to respond to and provide updates as the work evolves. A list of frequently asked questions has been developed in response to community questions and concerns. We will continue to update this on an ongoing basis.